WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. In response to protests in a St. Louis suburb, police officers in Ferguson started wearing body cameras weeks after Missouri police officer Darren Wilson shot and killed 18-year-old Mike Brown. And now 60 New York City police will begin wearing the devices in a trial run. This after Staten Island man Eric Garner died in an illegal police chokehold. It was New York City public advocate Tish James who trumpeted the body cams after Garner's death. Demonstrating their use, James said this.
It will provide an objective record of street encounters in the city of New York.
The public advocate wants the cameras to be used primarily in precincts where there's a high rate of crime and a high rate of police misconduct. And that's what's going to happen. The pilot program will begin in precincts which had the most stop and frisks in 2012 in each of the five boroughs of the city. 60 NYPD patrol officers will test them out for 1 year. One of the cameras is worn behind the ear. The other is clipped to the front of the uniform. NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton said lots of complexities involved with the cameras still need to be addressed.
The storage issue is phenomenal. The amount of information that one device can accumulate in the course of several hours in the day, the cost of storing it, how to retrieve it, these are not simple issues to resolve, particularly in a department of 35,000 officers. So we're moving forward with the pilot program to find ways to ensure that as we go forward, ultimately probably with a monitor or without a monitor, because we want to go in this direction, this is something we are very interested in acquiring. We need to know what are the costs associated with it, what are the policies, and what are the issues we're going to face as we go forward with it.
The cameras will be self-activated. If cameras are not used, the question becomes, why not, said Bratton. He said he's not interested in the cameras for gotcha moments. Officers will be allowed to view videos. If individuals know they're being recorded, the overall sense is that camera devices tend to de-escalate encounters.
The idea is the person understands that they are being recorded and that there is an ability to test their veracity through the use of the camera devices. The overall experience, and this is one of the selling points to the cops, is that the police oftentimes are the principal beneficiaries.
Donna Lieberman, executive director of the NYCLU, says cameras could be a win-win for police and for communities as long as their use is limited to police interactions and addressing complaints of abuse or wrongdoing. But she says the NYCLU has concerns. The NYPD has a long history of engaging in surveillance of innocent New Yorkers. Body cameras can't become yet another tool for massive police surveillance, Lieberman said. Safeguards must be in place to protect the privacy of both officers and the public. Federal Judge Shira Shinlin initially ordered the body camera pilot program when she decided against the city last year in the class action stop and frisk lawsuit, Floyd versus City of New York. Shinlin ruled that the NYPD discriminated against blacks and Hispanics with its stop and frisk practices. Richard Emery, the new head of the CCRB, the Civilian Complaint Review Board, said cameras are a watershed. He told New York One, there's nothing better than having contemporaneous evidence. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.